producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, much to talk about, so let's get to it. By the way, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Definition, Webster's 1828, conspiracy. A combination of men for an evil purpose. An agreement between two or more persons to commit some crime in concert, particularly a combination to commit treason or excite sedition or insurrection against the government of a state. A plot, a conspiracy against the life of a king. Again, a conspiracy against the government is the definition of conspiracy. Hey, folks, I guess now for the American people, we need to understand that conspiracy today is whenever you expose the government for their crimes against we the people. And interestingly enough, Nevada federal grand jury indicts Cliven Bundy and four others for leading 2014 standoff. And it's interesting how when they put these out, folks, they add insult to injury concerning our Constitution because, again, the American people tolerate the crimes of their government, and then they wonder why they're in trouble. Yesterday I shared with you, just for a moment, how is it that the conservatives aren't even talking about this as to what took place out in Oregon? I'm coming back to this for the very purpose that you need to know that a threat to justice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And yes, this means you, America, as an individual, not just corporately, but you as an individual. Because if the government can get away, namely the Clinton administration, can get away under Barack Hussein Obama, along with his co-conspirators, if they can get away with selling the ranchers' land from under their feet without you knowing about it. But America, those that listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, you know what they do. When the government can sell away the ranchers' land to the Russians, which is an act of treason, by selling uranium ore, which just happens to be on their land, shoot Lavoie Finicum down, like a dog in the middle of nowhere as the federal government ambushed him and shot him down and attempted to kill several other people inside of the vehicle, and the American people still stand down and do absolutely nothing about it. America, you've got coming what you've got coming. We have these individuals that are bold enough to stand up peacefully to protest, and they have every right in the world to do it. But that wasn't good enough for them to kill Lavoie Finicum, friends, your federal government. No, now they're charging those that led the standoff. And let me tell you what the standoff was about, America. It was about letting you know. They were trying to garner the attention for the American people to understand that it was your government, namely Hillary Clinton and her foundation, that were committing the act of treason with America's sworn enemies, namely the Russians. They were selling them uranium ore. Here's how they're adding insult to injury. the Nevada federal grand jury indicts Cliven Bundy. By the way, we were just told yesterday that he's lawless and dangerous, which nobody can prove. And yet, keep in mind, friends, it was the government that shot down Lavoie Finicum, and you can watch it on the video. You can watch it for yourself. But here we have a grand jury indicting Cliven Bundy and four others for leading the 2014 standoff to awaken the American people to the crimes of their government. Now we're being told that they're actually being indicted for conspiracy against the government. And as I just said a couple moments ago, friends, now it is conspiracy to actually expose for the government for the crimes against we the people. In America, you're letting them do this. I mean, this is like the liberal left, communist, lawless criminals that the America calls the left, the conservatives do, because they don't want to do anything about the issues. It's like them actually taking advice from a bunch of young criminals that never grew up, that want to have it their way, and they want to tell you that it's a choice to kill a baby in the womb, and the American people allow them to sanction that. And they're the ones telling you to be tolerant. They're the ones telling you that you need to be more loving and kind, and yet they're the ones advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb. It's the same thing in parallel as to what's going on out there in Oregon right now. You're letting them set the narrative. You're letting the enemies of this country set the narrative. And furthermore, America, you're allowing them to get away with it. And for some reason, America, in some delusional state you must be in, to actually believe that it has nothing to do with you and your posterity. It has everything in the world to do with you and your posterity. Because again, you are adding strength to tyranny by allowing this to happen. And yet again, this happened right in front of the American people, right in the face of the American people. Hey friends, let me ask you a question. Are your eyes lying to you concerning what the federal government has done to Lavoie Finicum? Are your eyes lying to you? Are your ears lying to you for the things that you have seen and heard? In America, now we have the government saying that they're committing the act of conspiracy, when in fact they're the ones guilty for treason and conspiracy against we the people. That's not a good place to put yourself, America. It really isn't. What we're going to do in just a couple minutes here, we're going to pull up Tim Brown on the top of the second segment. And he's going to explain to you exactly what's going on out there. And by the way, furthermore, friends, we're not going off of hearsay. We're going directly from what's happening on the inside. We've heard from direct witnesses as to what took place and to what is taking place. They're doing their utmost, friends, to bring it, to snuff it out, so the American people don't catch on to the fact that they are not only aiding and abetting your enemy, but they are actually bringing forth transactions between them and America's sworn enemies by stealing the land of the ranchers from underneath their feet to sell it to the Russians. And you're not hearing a peep about it for the most part, friends. The conservatives, they have it not on their mind. They want to talk about the political circus taking place in their country. They're aiding and abetting the enemy by doing so, friends. And what we need to do is we need to set the precedent that we as a people in this country will not tolerate crimes anymore. And we don't need to go to the next crime and the next crime and the next crime that the government commits. And I'm talking about corruption in government. We need to deal with this one so we can set the precedent and the message to those in government that if you want to commit crime, you better find someone else or somewhere else to do it, because we are not going to tolerate it here in our backyards. America, justice is the guardian of liberty. Let's stand up and exhibit exactly what it means by the Spirit of the Most High.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Control, this is QL1. Side hatch is secure.
QL1, this is Control. We copy. Showing normal cabin pressure. Over.
Control, this is QL1. Do you like mortgages?
That's a negative, QL1. Over.
Control, do you like rockets?
That's affirmative, QL1. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets. Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome back again, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and yes, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. If you'd like to jump online at any time over the next 45 minutes, we're going to pull up Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, just a moment here. But before that, again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And after we get done with Tim here over the next segment, we're going to talk about the charges against the people of God. And it's absolutely amazing because it talks about in Jeremiah 11, verse 9, about how there's a conspiracy among the people. So conspiracy is a very real deal, friends. And keep in mind, the definition of conspiracy is a combination of men for an evil purpose. So we're going to get to that in just a couple moments here. But before we do, Tim, how are you, my friend? Thank you for jumping on with such short notice, but we do appreciate the information. And can you give the listeners a lowdown as to exactly what's happening out there in Nevada right now?
Yeah, sure. Speaking of the conspiracy, which we could point to Psalm 2, the kings and the rulers of the earth against the Lord and his anointed. But I think that's an issue that we're seeing out here in Oregon against some of these ranchers. We've already seen it with the Hammonds. We saw it 2 years ago with the Bundys, and that's really what the arrest of Ivan Bundy the other day in Oregon was all about. It really wasn't about his arrest was not about the Oregon standoff. It was about the Bundy Ranch siege. And he and four others have been charged in that, according to a Department of Justice press release. Cliven, his son Ryan, and his son Ammon, along with Ryan Payne, and Peter Santilli, who, you know, we've talked to before, were all charged with one count of conspiracy, there's that word again, to commit an offense against the United States, one count of conspiracy to impede or injure a federal officer, four counts of using and carrying a firearm in relation to a crime of violence, two counts of assault on a federal officer, two counts of threatening a federal law enforcement officer, three counts of obstruction of the due administration of justice, two counts of interference with interstate commerce by extortion, one count of interstate travel in aid of extortion. According to the press statement, it says the indictment also alleges five counts of criminal forfeiture, which upon conviction would require forfeiture of property derived from the proceeds of the crimes totaling at least $3 million, as well as the firearms and ammunition possessed and used on April 12, 2014. Go ahead.
Okay, let me just interject something, Tim, because you're saying a lot. And of course, this is contrived, and of course, it's way over the top embellished, friends. Because, again, they have to get the American people at large believing that these people actually committed the crime, when in fact, folks, nothing could be further from the truth. They have no proof of the things that they're indicting them for in any sense of the word. But, Tim, let's go back to the Constitution real quick. Let's premise it on this real quick. Where is it that the federal government owns land in the United States of America constitutionally?
Well, constitutionally, they only have 10 square miles, which we know as D.C., and then they can have control over certain parts of land that they obtain with permission through the state legislature, and it has to be for certain buildings like or ports or forts or things of this nature. This is one of the things that, of course, Ammon Bundy was trying to bring up to Megyn Kelly and point her to, of what the Constitution says. And so when we go and we look specifically at what it talks about, the Constitution, Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2, says the Congress shall power to dispose of and make all needful rules and regulations respecting the territory or other property belonging to the United States. It then goes on in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 to say the Congress is to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such districts not exceeding 10 miles square, that's D.C., as made by cession of particular states and the acceptance of Congress, become the seat of the government of the United States, and to exercise like authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislature of the state in which the same shall be, for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. A bird wildlife with a public building, and that building out there is not a federal building. It is not buildings like people think of federal buildings, you know, in Washington and stuff. This is just, it's a public building. It's like when you go to any state park, it's a public building. People go in. In fact, what I was told is completely different than what we're told from the narrative that we're hearing out of the media. And that is, the people went in there and the place was in such disarray. Documents were, from what I've been told, they discovered documents there that were just sitting in ruin and not being cared for. They were documenting those. They were photographing them. And it was it really is information that will expose the crimes of the BLM. So we've got that going on. Now we're talking about asset forfeiture, and we all know that Loretta Lynch was put into this spot as Attorney General. And she was praising asset forfeiture. And for those who don't know what that is, This is about people giving up their property before they've been convicted of a crime. They're just merely charged with a crime. And in some cases, the people have been found to be innocent, and yet the government still holds their stuff. And, I'd like to go back to the Bible and just say, where in the Bible does government have a right to your stuff? If anything, if there's restitution, that goes to the person you committed the crime against. And the fact of the matter is, when we look to the Constitution, the federal government should not be in Oregon. They should not be in Nevada. The BLM has no constitutional authority in that. I did that article the other week over the BLM agent who said, their authority superseded the Constitution.
Yeah, who gave him that authority, Tim? And I think that's what I was trying to get to, is the fact that, so we're told that the American people, through their representative government, has allowed them to legislate power to the federal government to steal land at will. That's what they're causing the American people to be. Well, they're attempting to lead you about, friends, to believe that you've given them power to go ahead and take the Bundy's ranch in their property and anybody else's property that they so choose. Friends, that's not the case. And that's what we have to get to. And that's what I wanted, again, to go back to, Tim, and I wanted to get to that, is that the American people didn't give them authority to go ahead and steal land at will. So exactly what is happening in our country right now? Tim, when I'm looking at this article, Nevada federal grand jury indicts Cliven Bundy and four others for leading 2014 standoff. What was the standoff all about? Was it not just to bring to the light to the American people as to what was going on, to the corruption of the administration, namely the Clintons, for selling uranium ore? I mean, what else was this about? I mean, well, maybe they just wanted to end up in prison because they wanted to be a bunch of troublemakers. Maybe they were just going around harassing pretend authority through the federal government because they had nothing better to do. I mean, that's really how stupid this really comes to and boils down to this, that people, if you're going to believe what you're being told right now, again, you've got coming what you've got coming, because things just aren't lining up here, at least on the side of what the government is accusing these people of doing.
Well, that's exactly right, and we can point back to 2014 where, the BLM was given a court order to come in there and deal with the Bundys. And if we really look at the crimes that were committed on top of this issue of the land, I've got links. Some of them you can actually see video. You can see pictures of what they did. These guys came in with like a 300-plus armed army around the Bundys and around protesters who were peaceful. Yes, they were armed, but they were peaceful. Nobody fired any shots. Snipers were set up there at Bundy Ranch. They tried to corral people into quote-unquote First Amendment zones, which the Constitution knows nothing of. And then they were tasing individuals who simply exercised their free speech. You can see it on video. So the only people who are committing crimes has been the government. And, here we are in an election year, and we've got at least one candidate I know who went out there and who was supportive of them, who I don't support, but he went out there and he was supportive of them. Then we have another candidate still on the right side, and this guy's saying, we have a constitutional right to protest. We have a constitutional right to use force or violence, indicating these people were using force or violence. The Constitution allows us to be armed. It allows us to address our government with our grievances and exercise free speech for that manner. And so if I want to use all of those rights all at once, that doesn't mean I'm threatening any violence. I mean, my goodness, our forefathers were being run off there in Massachusetts by Governor Thomas Gage because they wanted to have two meetings a year instead of one. And when the Dragoons would come in, they'd run them off with the Minutemen. And they weren't threatening violence. The people who were threatening violence were the criminals who had usurped the law. And so same thing is true here.
That's the history of our forefathers, my friend. That's all you have to do is take the time to read the Declaration of Independence, and you'll see all the usurpations and violations from a criminal government that was thrown off by our forefathers. Tim, I appreciate your time. Thank you again. Friends, check out Nevada federal grand jury indicts Cliven Bundy and four others for leading 2014.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Isn't it interesting, friends, over the last how many years we first seen Ruby Ridge under the Bush administration and then shortly thereafter, we noticed that Oklahoma City bombing, Waco, Texas, Columbine, it just one thing after another, per term. And I don't think people put two and two together, but it's always so simple to come back to find out where the resolution can actually be found. And it's interesting that when you think about Jeremiah, which we're going to bring to the present, because this is where we are today, prophetically, America. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But when you go to the chapter 11 of Jeremiah, who warned the children of Israel for how many years, and he was ignored by the people? God picked up Jeremiah and told him to go speak forth his words to a disobedient nation who would not listen to him. And because they didn't listen to him, God through him, there was a book of Lamentations. Now, if you haven't taken the time to read the book of Lamentations, you might well do that. You can just study the past because you'll see the book of Lamentation written throughout history over and over and over again through a people, or by God, through a people that would not take heed to his words. And it tells us, friends, in Jeremiah 11, that the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Listen carefully. Hear ye the words of this covenant and speak unto the men of Judah, that disobedient people, because Jeremiah was bringing forth charges against them. And he said, hear the words of the covenant and speak unto the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Listen, America, and say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant. Which Christ fulfilled, by the way. which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice and do them according to all which I commanded you, not suggested to you, friends. So shall you be my people, and I will be your God. Read 2 Corinthians 6. Jeremiah 4:4. Then he goes on and he says, that I may perform the oath which I have sworn unto your fathers to give them a land flowing with milk and honey. The best of everything, America. That's you today. God has given you the best of everything. You've been blessed coming in. You've been blessed going out. You're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. Go into a grocery store sometime, America. He said, then I answered and said, be it, O Lord. Then the Lord said unto me, proclaim all these words into the city of Judah, and the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear ye the words of this covenant, and do them, for I earnestly protested unto your fathers, and the day that I brought them up out of the land, even unto this day, rising early and protesting, church, saying, obey my voice, but they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear. America, do you want the resolution to the issues of the day? Then get back to the God of Israel and Jesus Christ. It's really this simple. On his terms, not on yours. And then it says, but they did not listen or pay attention. Instead, they followed the stubbornness of their own evil hearts. So I brought them all the curses of the covenant that I commanded them to follow, but they did not keep them. A part of the curse is allowing those that hate you to rule over you, America. That's where you're at, Leviticus 26. Deuteronomy 28. Verse 9, chapter 11, Jeremiah. Then the Lord said to me, there's a conspiracy among the people of Judah and those who live in Jerusalem. Oh, Bradley, man. Come on, that's a conspiracy theory. No, it's the word of God, and it's the history of a disobedient people that turn not back to their God. That's the fruit of a disobedient nation, is conspiracy. And so when we look at it, we can see clearly that the Lord charged them with a breach of covenant, America. A breach has amounted to a forfeiture of their charter, that which you've been given by God. God had said again and again by his law and by his prophets, obey my voice, do as you are bidden, and all shall be well. But the people obeyed not. America, and the people obeyed not. We have a country filled with a people that profess the fact that they believed, yet they are unbelievers, friends. And the Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 20, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold them guiltless that taketh his name in vain. In other words, they say they're Christians, but they don't practice what they preach. The Lord said he will not hold them guiltless. He will repay them to their face that hate him. And it's a sign of hate, America, to disobey the God that sent his son to die for your sins on the cross. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Going back. Yet they obeyed not his voice. And because they were resolved not to submit their souls to God's commandments, that form of doctrine that's been delivered unto them, Romans 6, they would not so much as incline their ears to them, but go as far as they could out of God's call. By tolerating everything that's destroying them at length. They're being burned, Lord, yet they know it not. Isaiah 42. They walked everyone in the imagination of their own evil heart. Followed their own inventions. Every man did as his fancy and humor led him to believe. Right or wrong, lawful or unlawful, both in their devotions and in their conversations. What then could they expect but to fall under the curse of the covenant? That's where America's at today. Since they would not comply with the commands and conditions of it, namely, keep my commandments and do them, and establish righteousness and peace through judgment. Isaiah 26, Psalm 9:16, Psalm 94, Psalm 97, friends, common sense comes into play. Common sense comes into play. It really does. Hey, folks, can you imagine this? What if you woke up this morning and opened up the newspaper or turned on the TV to your local news channel and saw this. The Obama administration, along with the Clintons, found criminal and corrupt. Impeachment will take place this week, and all administrative officials who have continuously broken the laws of our constitutional republic will be tried, convicted, and brought to justice. That is what preserves your freedom, America. Instead of allowing your enemies to set the narrative the way that they are in Oregon right now, how about taking responsibility, loving on God enough, keeping His commandments, establishing judgment within the gate to establish righteousness and peace? The people would not listen. Therefore, a conspiracy was found within its people. A conspiracy was found within its gates. Why? Because the people wouldn't take heed to the word of God, which is infallible. God is not a man that he should lie, America. We're the ones that are sinners saved by his Son, saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. So what then could they expect, a disobedient people, to fall under the curse of the covenant, since they would not comply with the commands and conditions of it? Therefore, the Lord said, I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, that is, all the threatenings contained in it, because they did not what they were commanded. And note, the words of the covenant shall not fall to the ground. If we do not by our obedience qualify ourselves for the blessings of it, we shall by our disobedience bring ourselves under the curses of it. We see this every day. If we speed on the highway, we fall to the curse because we didn't obey the law. That which aggravated their defection from God and rebellion against Him was that it was general and it was were by consent and the consent of the people at large. They were okay with it. Who cares about those guys? Who cares about those patriots that are taking a stand? Who cares about the government and the corrupt state-controlled media lying about those patriots? Who cares about the fact that they just killed LaVoie Finicum? Who cares that Hillary Clinton is running for the presidency of the United States of America and she's been busted over and over and over and over the last 20 and 25 and 30 years in this country, but now she is running for the president, the highest seat in America, and the American people are entertained out of their freedoms by accepting it instead of demanding justice, and that through the keeping of the commandments of God. Who cares about all the dead people around the Clintons? Who cares about the guys in Benghazi? Who cares about all those dead Mexicans through Fast and Furious? Who cares about all those fraudulent emails where you know she was guilty as H.E. double hockey sticks? Who cares about Trey Gowdy covering up? Who cares about Daryl Issa covering up? Who cares about this guy and that guy and this guy? Who cares about Mitch McConnell selling drugs and trafficking cocaine? Who cares? Who cares about all of our boys and girls coming back, our young people, coming back in boxes and being buried 6 feet under the ground because they want to play some unconstitutional political games with the blood of our sons and daughters? Who cares? I care. Who cares, America? Who cares that Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, died on Calvary for doing absolutely nothing but reconciling us unto God through His sacrifice on our behalf? John 15, verse 3. 2 Corinthians 5:15. That's why we live unto Him who died for us, America. According to the degree that you love God will be to the degree that you will not tolerate lawlessness in any sense of the word. Starting at home. Starting between you and God. It's called holiness, friends. Righteousness, goodness, and truth. It's a work of the Holy Ghost. Titus 3. Who cares? Hey, America, if you don't care, you know what I say? I say, God damn you. Woe unto you, America. And I'm saying that in three separate words, so somebody's not coming up with the idea that Bradley's swearing on the radio. No, I'm saying, God damn you for tolerating conspiracy from corruption and corrupt officials. That's what I'm saying.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, just for the record, because there's always some foolish individual that wants to try to put words into my mouth, you do need to keep in mind in Matthew 23, when Jesus was woeing those, the attorneys, the lawyers, and by the way, if you work with attorneys, you'll understand why Jesus was woeing them. He was damning them, literally. He was literally damning them. And if you know anything of old-time preachers, it was very common. And I study Old English quite a bit, and I study the generals of God. And interestingly enough, they would damn those that refused to listen to the words of the Most High God. If you haven't seen Vernon John, do take some time. Get the video. Watch it. It's a true story. He was the preacher prophet that actually was the breaker that made way for Martin Luther King before the whole civil rights movement came about, for another prophet to take over. But in saying that, again, friends, also read Jeremiah 23. The Lord's got a way of wooing people. You know, God bless America. God bless America. My home, sweet home. I'm a drummer. The point is that everybody wants God to bless them, but He already has blessed you. Now, you from your heart have to take a hold of the doctrine. Because sanctification is a lifetime process, friends. First Peter, sanctified unto obedience under the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. So without further ado, let's get back to this. I want to get to the conspiracy because, again, you have a government today that is calling it a conspiracy concerning those that are exposing corruption in government for their crimes against we the people. Jeremiah saw himself that many lived in open disobedience to God. Yep, so do I. Ah, you know, I'm covered by the blood. I'm covered. You might want to read Hebrews 10 before you start frivolously throwing the blood of Jesus Christ around, because if you don't live for the blood, you're going to be cursed by it. I'm covered by the grace of God. You might want to read Isaiah 30, because we understand in America you don't understand grace, which is the power to overcome, to restrain from sin, not to indulge in it and use the grace of God as a cover-up for your lawlessness before a just and a holy God. Let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. Read the book of Timothy, friends. The Lord told Jeremiah, when Jeremiah was spending his life on the people and on behalf of the people, he told him that matters were much worse than he originally thought. A conspiracy is found among them, by whose eyes is upon the hidden works of darkness. That would be my daddy. So therefore, there's a combination against God and religion. Is this what you're seeing, America? Absolutely. A dangerous design formed to overthrow God's government. Is God the founder of the government through the Mosaic institution called common law in America? Why, yes, he is. Is there an attempt and a design formed to overthrow God's government? Yep. We've seen this in this country for the last 60 and 70 and 80 and 90 and 100 years, friends. And the American people tolerate it. A dangerous design formed to overthrow God's government and bring in the pretenders, the counterfeit deities. Yep. Let's go ahead and accept this God, that God, and every other God. Except Jesus. He's the only one that offends anybody, which is proof enough, friends, that he is alive forevermore. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. Amen. The job of the preacher to kick the hell out and get the heaven in. Amen? Amen. This intimates that they were willful and deliberate in wickedness. They rebelled against God, and they did it presumptuously and with a high hand. They had a whore's forehead. They weren't ashamed at all. These conspirators were subtle and ingenious in wickedness, and carried out on their plot against religion with a great deal of art and contrivance, that they were linked together in the design. I want to tell you, you conspirators, though they go hand in hand, they shall not go unpunished. Just ask anyone that has attempted to war against God's moral governments. The covenant of hell will be disannulled, because I want to tell you that the government is upon the shoulders of Jesus the Christ, my big brother, the captain of my salvation. Always has been, always will be. Hey, folks, these conspirators are linked together and designed. You see this every day. And as usual, among conspirators, engaged to stand by one another in it and to live and die together, only to end up in hell together, friends. They're so foolish. They're playing with their eternal salvation in a temporary testing ground. They were resolved at any length to go through with it. A cursed conspiracy. Oh, that there were not the likes in our day. What was the conspiracy? They designed to overthrow divine revelation. Hello, look to the schools. Look to the public square, and that set aside and persuade people not to hear, hello, ACLU, hello, freedom from religion. It's not freedom from religion, friends. It's freedom of religion. Hello, read your founding documents. They don't want you to take heed to the words of God. They did all they could do to derogate from the authority of scriptures and to lessen the value of them. Hello. They designed to draw people after other gods to serve them. Hello. And then, America, you wonder why there's going to be war within the gates? Read Judges 5, verse 8. When there's other gods within, there's going to be war. We are ruled by one God, not by 15 different other gods, or a million have those of Hare Krishna. to consult them as their oracles and make court to them as their benefactors. Hello, what did the Supreme Court decide? Hello, what did the injustices decide today? Oh, now that men can marry men and women can marry women. Pretty soon they can marry a bridge like over in England. And pretty soon they can marry as many women and men as they want to. Polygamy. And then maybe it'll come to this. They can actually marry an animal like we're seeing over in Europe. Oh, it'll never come to this. Yep, it's come to this. To consult the courts as their benefactors. Hello. Hello. It's a fixed document, friends. As I shared with you 2 days ago, judges are to discover and apply. That's it, period. Human reason shall be their God. That's why they call themselves the enlightened ones, friends. A light within their God, an infallible judge their God, saints and angels their gods. These are the people saying, thou shalt not judge. Well, that's all Scripture teaches us, friends, to establish. And furthermore, even going to the church, friends, in the book of Corinthians, it tells us where to judge within. The church in America will have none of that. Therefore, they'll be judged without and within, rest assured. Saints and angels, their gods, the God of this or the other nation shall be theirs. Hello. America, you have yourselves high-fiving Vladimir Putin. You have yourselves playing the cheerleader to Vladimir Putin over the president of the United States, which, by the way, he is allied with. Is there something wrong with this picture? Thus, under several disguises, they are in the same confederacy against the Lord and against his anointed. Friends, we're not at enmity with Russia. Barack and Putin are not enemies, friends. It's all a show because, again, going back to Oregon, which we've been talking about over the last hour, we find that the Clintons are actually selling them uranium ore. Hey, folks, we would have expected to find some foreigners or ringleaders in it, but no, the inhabitants of Jerusalem are in conspiracy with the men of Judah right in your own backyard. It's what you've tolerated these burnt hippies in government to do, friends. They are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers and have risen up in their stead, a seed of evildoers and increase of sinful men. Friends, it's time to put off those that pervert the Constitution.
That's exactly right. And that's what the Sons of Liberty is doing on a 24/7 basis. It's putting off those who pervert the Constitution, those who try to assert themselves above God, because we know there is only one God and his position ain't up for grabs. Let's put it that way. So please do support us. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Many of you have heard me say, you know, please go and support this work. In all sincerity, we cannot do what we do without the support of the people. Please go online, check it out, choose a level of membership that's right for you, and you can feel good about supporting this work because you're a part, just as much as we're a part, of getting this message out to not only the nation, but to 53 other countries as well. So if you want to be a part of feeling good about spreading the word and preaching the gospel with the truth that goes along with it, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and join today. And don't forget all of our wonderful products in the store. There's not an excuse to do nothing.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, as to the things that are going down in this country? But again, friends, we have the answers right in front of us. It's called the B-I-B-L-E.
Yes, and that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.